I'm Jason Newton. I guess I'm the brand new guy at WBEL, but I'm a hometown guy, so it's good to be back home.
And what's it going to be like for you doing the monument lighting? How cool is that?
Well, it's, you know, it's different because for the last 30-some years, I've been on the other side in the crowd cheering along, some days trying to keep warm. And now you're on the other side and you have to keep things going. But to be so close to it and to see it in people's eyes and to see the excitement rather being part of it, it's going to be unique and it's going to be a lot of fun as well.
And unique is an operative word. A lot of lightings all around the country, mm-hmm. but this is quite unique with the monument itself.
Well, and it is. And I'm coming from Milwaukee, and they're asking me, you know, what are some of the first things you'll do? And I mentioned the lighting. I said the Washington Monument. And they immediately are thinking, D.C., they're going to light that entire thing? And I said, no, it's a different monument. But how cool. Where else can you do something like this? You know, everyone else can do a tree. We can do a monument.
And the fireworks are fantastic.
Well, you know, and that's all part of the magic. The one wish I had, my boys are still in Milwaukee, and I wish they'd be able to be here to be part of it, and I think we'll have a chance to do that in years to come. But it's one of those things where an entire community, regardless of where you go to school or where you live, it's something that brings you together, and that's part of the fun.
And neat going down to Mount Vernon.
Need to go to Mount Vernon. You know, it's a place where I've always just passed through. You know, as a kid, you know, we didn't live down there, but, you know, you always drove through on the way to downtown, and this is one of those chances to settle in and see the old houses and see the museum. And see, yeah, just to see everything right there is pretty cool.
And what's it like for you settling in now in your hometown, coming back to be on WBAL-TV?
It is awe-inspiring. It is nerve-wracking. It's exciting. It's fun. It's a challenge. It's everything you can imagine. It's odd to live in your own bedroom that you lived in back in your college days as I look for a house, and that's strange. But just to be a part of an organization that you've always watched, and you always knew that that there are professionals who just knew their craft and knew how to do it well and continue to know how to do it well, it gives you a whole lot that, you know, you have to work on. But you know you're going to learn a lot in the process.
And to kick off your return with a monument occasion.
I know. How about it, right? It's almost like, you know, who else gets a welcome home like this? I feel like, you know, maybe this is for me. I know it's not. But in my mind, maybe I think it's for me a little bit.
Well, welcome back to Baltimore. Welcome to WBAL and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I appreciate it.